الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أما بعد No one likes to be deceived by anyone. Everyone wants other people, other creation to work in their favor. So people don't like deception, so that whenever they find out someone is trying to deceive them, they feel animosity, they feel betrayal, they feel a kind of a grudge against that person. But unfortunately, majority of the human being is deceived. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا About, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about astrayness, misguidance, and the sources of misguidance, the manifestation of misguidance, regarding them that majority of mankind are being deceived, and they are deceived, and majority also do not even realize that they are being deceived. They think that they are successful, they are attaining something. But as I mentioned before as well somewhere, that wisdom is to see things from Allah's point of view. When we talk about wisdom and the wise, that one should have wisdom. So in very briefly, what wisdom is to see and deal with things, with people, with the dunya, from the point of view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you deal with things from your own point of view, you are actually going for foolishness. Your behavior is based upon foolishness. That's why the one of the beings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, which we know as our messenger Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent to teach wisdom. So this means that he has the most wisdom than anyone on the face of the earth, or actually in the entire creation. So he was sent, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, he was sent to teach wisdom. So obviously then he has the wisdom. Allah taught him and he was going to teach us. And because he has been taught by Allah, he sees things from Allah's point of view, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's point of view. So that is why we can say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most wise person and the wise amongst the whole of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people who will follow him or will be closer to him will be comparatively wiser than the one who are further away. So that is a factual thing. No one likes to be deceived. But when we don't like to be deceived, we don't like to be conned, we don't want to be defrauded, that we don't want people to do fraud with us. But the strange thing is that we are very worried about bank fraud and the fraud, identity fraud, that no one takes money out of my bank, no one steals my identity. But the greatest fraud is being done with humanity, in which their eternal life is being taken away forever and ever. That is the greatest fraud. Every other fraud can be compensated. The money can come back to you. Identity can be rediscovered. But the greatest fraud is the one which after that you have no chance to recover. And it is the eternal and forever fraud which is happening, which is not the fraud of wealth, which money, materialistic things, which is not the fraud to done with your bodies, but the commodity of fraud in this regard is your spirits and arwah, which will live forever. So if anyone sells their spirit to the wrong hand, to the devil or to the dunya or to, they've lost forever. But if they've sold their body to someone, maybe for a short while, 10, 20, 50 years, if they've been defrauded about their property, still it is a loss, but very limited. But the most precious thing is the spirit and ruh, and it is long lasting. So that is why Anbiya alayhi muslim came to inform us, to expose that fraud to us. But we are not understanding. Anyone, when they know, really, they come out of the fraud. Until they have information only, we can't say they know really. They don't have the understanding. So Islam doesn't believe in the person who says, I know Allah is there, I know I should be doing right thing, I know I should not be. If they do not do it, then it's as though they don't know it really. Once you know, then people do it. And until then you only have information. You say, I know it, I know. Information is not really the knowledge. The knowledge is when actually something which you are convinced of 100%, that is the knowledge. And now Shaitan has convinced people about dunya, so they are actually exhorting their effort towards it. They are in pursuit of it. So in this short discourse, I just want to convey one thing which can partially at least release you from this deception, coming out of the deception, coming out of the fraud, which is the greatest ever fraud which is happening to you now, even actually. Every day it's happening to you. Every person who is committing a sin, he is being defrauded by shaitan and dunya. That's a factual thing. So if you are committing sins, kaba'ir especially, this means that you are being conned already, you are trapped already, you have got a spell already upon you from the dunya and from shaitan. And the most serious fraud is that when you can't realize that you are being defrauded, that is even more serious. Some fraud you discover after 10 years, or when you visit the bank account, when you check your property accounts, the property deeds, that you've been defrauded, or a piece of land has been actually taken off your name, or your bank account has, you find after 5 days, 5 years, 10 years. But this fraud will be exposed only when you die, really. Then you will realize that you have been defrauded. But then it's too late at all, completely. That's why Sayyidina Ali Karramallah Wajhul Kareem, he said that people are asleep and they wake up from ghafla at the time of death. But at that time, there is no time for repentance. So, one piece of information which the Prophet ﷺ and Awliya Allah gave us, which should to somewhat release you, shatter the illusion which Shaitan has created in front of your eyes. Those people who are not following the Sunnah, they are being defrauded as well. I mentioned to you, those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are being defrauded. Those who are not following the prophetic Sunnah, the prophetic lifestyle, they are being defrauded as well. And prophetic lifestyle does not mean only you eat the way Rasulullah ate, or you clothe the way. Prophetic lifestyle is inwardly, the inwardly what type of behavior you have, what type of thoughts you nourish, what type of traits and characteristics you have. Anyway, in a very short way, just to give you a sign, indication, you might think, I am not being different, I am fine, I am okay. If you are committing any kaba'ir, any of the major sins, and going against any sunnah of Rasulullah sallam, you are in that fraud. Your money is not being taken away, but your eternal life is being taken away. You are precious, more precious than any jewel, any diamond in the world is being taken away. What is that? Every minute is that diamond which is priceless, which no, all the diamonds of the world and even the Jannah can get together and cannot bring you back. This is actually 1 minute of the dunya. Not the diamonds of dunya or the wealth of dunya, but even whole of the wealth and the palaces, which are really unimaginable, really in Jannah. Even if they are got together, they cannot buy you time of this dunya, that you will be sent back. It is such precious thing, so every minute. So now coming towards that, shattering the illusion, giving you some information, an eye-opening discourse, in the sense so that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might open your eyes and heart, and it can be life changing behavior and experience, mean learning experience for you, which Rasulullah endeavored day and night to do that. Now listen very carefully, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. He is the maker, creator of everything. He says in the Quran, Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrated the narrative of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when Pharaoh asked him, who is the Lord? And he said, Musa alayhi salam said, رَبُّنَ الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ هَدَى. That Allah is the one who created everything, and also He gave hidayah and He released instructions to everything what to do. So what does that mean? He says, فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتٍ وَأُوحَى فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, He inspired, He sent a message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to every heaven, every sama, its command, what it should do. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Allah sent a message to the honey bee, how to go about making honey. So I'm giving you examples from the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything, and then He issued guidelines, the rules of engagement, that what everything should do and what it shouldn't do, and everything is following it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for example, in Surah Al-Yaseen, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي الْمُسْتَقِرِ لَهَا لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَلَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ. That the sun have a command to do something, which it is doing. It's in its own orbit, it's actually revolving. The moon as well. Every seed has a command what to make out of it. Who, you throw the seed in the ground, who tells the seed that you are an apple, you are going to be an apple tree, you are going to be a mango tree, you are going to be a berry tree, whatever. Who is that? Who is that? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Am nahnu zariun. أنتم تزرعون أم نحن الزارع. Allah says, I am the one who actually brings the fruits and the vegetable and things. Who? Basically what I am saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in even the Quran, كُلٌ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There is nothing which does not glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means everything has been issued some instruction. But these matters might not interest you. What the honeybee is doing or not doing. Okay, you have a little bit of interest in there, but not very much. What is the instruction issued to the heavens? You're okay for knowledge, but not a matter of interest, very much interest for you. What the ants, they have instruction. What the birds, they have instruction. What the seeds, they have instruction. The sun and the moon and the stars, they have some relationship with human beings, but they are not the hub and center of our interest, attraction. Because so many people sitting, so I won't ask you a question, but actually, yes, I would like you to think that what is the center of attraction for you? What is the hub of attraction? Where is the most majority of the humanity investing its interest? Where are they interested? In the honeybee? in the heavens, in the trees, they are not interested in there. Their interest they have vested in one thing is the dunya. They are interested. Mine and your interest is there in dunya. Hubbu shahawat. The lust, the love of the lust. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hubbu shahawati minan nisa, from women, from gender, from opposite gender. Wal baneen, wal qanatir, wealth, bank balance, land ownership, fame, name, glory, vehicles, cars, horses, these things. Depending upon where people live, they have. But the point is that they have vested interest in dunya. Why you are working? Why everyone is thinking how I can make money? And they are doing jobs. They are actually even defrauding people. They even actually left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. They even cut or weaken their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people are very active on deen. Soon as they find a job, they become deactivated from the salah, from the work of deen. They are active in deen. Soon they get married. There they are. Now their interests are gone. Their attention is dividing. Their priorities change. So, really, what I am trying to say to you, you come to this point and accept this point that our major interest lies in dunya, not in the honeybee, not in the trees, not in the heavens. That's where our interest lies. That's the majority of Muslim and non-Muslim alike running after. Why someone is selling drugs? Why someone is kidnapping? Why someone is defrauding? Why someone is not praying? After all, it is the dunya. The dunya, these things, namely which I have mentioned, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, where we find attraction. And that attraction is there, is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a certain reason. But the point to think for me and you is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has issued instruction to every creation, what instruction or message He has sent to the dunya? Because dunya is also one of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't say dunya is not the creation. It is one of the creation. And if Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, I have issued instructions to everything, message, how to do, what to do, what to bear, what to not to bear. What are the instructions to dunya? If we know that, then maybe we find it easy to come out of this deception, this delusion, this magic spell which Shaitan has actually enshrouded us and made a shell around us and is manipulating, controlled. What are the rules of engagement which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to dunya? Where are our rules? Where are our instructions? Where are our rules of engagement, our inspiration? That is namely in the Quran, that is in the Sunnah. Quran and Sunnah came for the human beings. So our instructions, how we should engage with the creation and the Creator, is in the Quran. But what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issued commands to the dunya? What is the commands issued to the dunya? How should dunya engage? What is the rules of engagement which dunya has actually taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah has commanded to the dunya, that that's how you should behave. He has commanded us, that's how we should behave in the form of Quran. But to dunya what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. If you know that, then you will know that that's how it is going to behave. The dunya is not disobeying Allah. The dunya is creation. It is only human beings and jinnat they do. To dunya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded in one of the athar in the books it's mentioned in different wordings. Awha Allahu ila dunya, that Allah has sent wahi, have sent message to dunya, which money, women and land, fame, name, all these things which consist of dunya, the attractions of dunya, wholly put in one thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a message to dunya as well. We would have never known this if Anbiya alayhimus salam, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not mentioned in different ways to us. It was impossible, because we were not there when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the dunya. And it's that time Allah gives His instruction. He creates and then He gives them, that's your rule. Son created you, that's how you should orbit in the skies or in the space. The moon have its own instruction. Everything has its own. But what are the instructions, the rules of engagement, the rules of behavior which Allah has given to dunya? If we know that, then you should know that what then is going to happen to you. So Allah, so it's mentioned in the hadith Qudsi, awha Allahu ila dunya, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, instructed the dunya. I created you dunya, you are my creation. I created you for purpose. Ma khalaqtu as-samaa'a wa ma baynahuma illa wa ma ba'a illa bil haqq. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha ba'd. Nothing is created in vain. So dunya, I have created you. There's so many things in you. Women, attraction, all. For you my command. For you my command is this. Man khadamana fakhdimi. Whoever serves me, serve that person. Whoever makes me the ultimate aim and objective of his life, he has set an objective, he is living, eating, drinking, doing everything, but ultimately he says, I want the pleasure of Allah, I'm living for Allah, I'll die for Allah, He is my Lord, He is my Creator. No one has created me. He has created me. He is my well, in my welfare mostly. I'm going to live for Him. I'm going to live by His command. He'll be doing everything. But the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, because that person is doing whatever I am telling him, he is doing my khidma. Khidma meaning that he is doing serving. He's serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's obeying Allah, in other words. To dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Man khadamana, whoever serve me by obeying me, by worshipping me, by following my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, fakhdimi, you become his servant, you become his slave. Isko hum kehte hain nokar, bandi, ki jo mera khidmat guzar hai, jo meri khidmat kare, uski خادمہ بن جو, اس کی خدمت کرو, اس کی نوکر بن جو. Become slave, serve that person, give that person its share, دنیا. Person who serves me, who makes me the objective, truly with his heart, he is with ikhlas, he is my servant, you become his servant. Give him his share of the risk, of the honor, of prestige, whatever it is, with little bit of effort, if you go behind him and serve him, be it from women, be it actually from money, I want you to serve him. This is my command for you. You serve him. He is your master. Man khadamana fakhdimi. This is the rule of engagement Allah has commanded the dunya to. Then Allah SWT said another thing to the dunya as well. He said, Man khadamaki. Now dunya, second instruction to you is, who makes you his objective, who is pursuing you, who is running behind you, who is trying to attain you, his greatest concern day and night is how to be rich, how to be famous, how to be actually have this, how to actually enjoy the pleasures of the world. Dunya, my instruction, two instructions for you regarding that. One is At'abi Fakhdimi. Firstly, make that person slave to you. Become the master of that person. And exhaust him completely. Finish him. Tire him. Depress him. Constrict him. Don't give any peace to him. Even if you give the share, don't give any peace, anything, but exhaust, make him your slave, become the master of that person, and let him live a life of depression, a life of constriction, a life of exhaustion, working day and night, 7 days or whatever, day and night actually, for the dunya, and he is enslaved by dunya and thinking, I am pursuing. He's losing his relationship with Allah. He's losing his relationship with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Losing his relationship with himself. He becomes out of touch from himself even. And from his family even. And he just become a robot. A robot. Really like a robot. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Fakhdimi. Make him a robot. Who can't think of anything but to be enslaved to you. Day and night he's enslaved, thinking about constricted. That's the two instructions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has issued the dunya. And that's the rules of engagement for dunya. And dunya never disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's going to deal with you how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to deal with you. It's not going to do it any differently. If you want to see it, see the lives of awliya Allah. They lived as well. And they're living as well. Many awliya Allah live now as well. They have married as well. They have the dunya as well. They eat as well. But see how the dunya has been serving them. How the dunya has been serving them. How the dunya has made subservient to them. And how peaceful internally, mentally, spiritually, they lived, and how honorable way they died, and how honorable now they are in the barzakh, how honorable they will be on the day of judgment, and how honorable they will be in the life hereafter forever and ever. And look at those people now, not history only, look at the history as well, but look at the people now who made their objective dunya. The dunya is exhausting them. The dunya is tiring them. That's why they are the people who commit suicide. No awliya and muttaqeen, they commit suicide as such. And some people already have psychologically committed suicide. They are mentally ill really. Walking dead, you may say. They already committed suicide. Meaning they've lost. Worse than actually suicide. Always in depression as such. Because they have become slaves of not, their souls are slaves. People used to be slaves physically to people. Now as well somewhere are. But their souls are slaves. Their minds are slaves. Their bodies are slaves. They are going to dress like the dunya. Because dunya is their master, not Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they dress like how the dunya says to them. They think like the dunya, how the dunya say to them. They marry like the dunya say to them. They live, they walk, they sleep, they engage in other activity like their master, then their master is dunya and is going to exhaust them day and night and finish them. That's the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man khadamana nakhdimi man khadamani. In another riwaya, that serve and become a khidma, a khadima to one who serves me, wa at'abi man khadamaki, and actually finish that person off, exhaust that person off, depress that person who serves you. So this is Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in very concise and in a very limited way the rules of engagement for you and me. Now it is up to you, either you become servant of Allah and let the dunya become slave to you, serve you and give its share to you with little bit of effort in the lawful way, and the dunya will give you its all the share which belongs to you, or actually you become, leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by to forget him, them, and pursue the dunya will then make you, enslave you, the dunya will then actually tire you, the dunya will then actually become your master, and you will be exhausted, you will be finished, you no peace at all, bewilderment and inner vacuum and inner restlessness in the mind. And then what's going to come after death, one cannot imagine the punishment which these people are going to get in the hereafter. That is now apart from this. This is also. So this is a message which I wanted to share with you today, and it is very, very, very important message, because you, as I say, we have invested interest in dunya, and that's the rules which the Creator have given the dunya. Now its ball is in your hand, what you do. If you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he becomes your master, dunya becomes your servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Lord, and the dunya serves you, and you become master of dunya. It is like a king who says to a woman, you are my queen, I have this lady, she is going to serve you, she is going to do khidma of you, she is going to do whatever, wash your clothes, serve you, do the cleaning, everything. 24 hours she is in your service, whatever you want from her. But if you will not serve me, the king, if you will not serve me, then I will make her the master. I will make her the queen and you the slave to her. And then you have to serve. That is the deal. That's what I said in the beginning. We are being deceived. And Anbiya alayhim salam try to take us out of this deception, but we are not coming out of it. We are like cattle, still actually like blind, going again after and being enslaved, living a life of depression and agony and pain. And actually still actually going towards that dunya. Why? The more you go, the more you pursue, the more you are going to become enslaved. The only way is actually come out onto the way of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, the way he showed, how he made, how Sahaba ikram rizwan ajmain and awliya Allah. Look, they made their objective Allah, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, almost he was ruling 2/3 of the world actually, because the dunya was serving them. And whatever they earned, it came to us, we made the dunya, it's our objective, and that's gone. And we are living a life of misery. Look at the Muslim lands and the people, most of them, how they are actually living. So this is a complete paradigm shift, meaning complete shift actually in the thought, only upside down. If we have made the matters and it needs complete 90 degrees shift, only then actually. But then you say, how will I do it? You have to believe. There is no one better to believe upon than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What he is saying is the truth. If he is saying this is the matter, then I say you should believe, but trying, there's no harm in trying. Even trying actually making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's aim, pleasure, your aim and objective, and serving Allah, and you will see with little bit of lawful effort and with less effort, the dunya will actually give its share actually to you, like it gave to Anbiya alayhi salam, prophets, the Sahaba and the saints, because they lived here with us. And if you don't, then you see the life of tyrants, Pharaoh, as and actually other rulers, even kings, or the kings of now, or the presidents currently who are ruling in the prime minister. So this is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, obviously, the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what he is saying himself. His path is no different than what he is saying. His sayings are his path. So this is invitation to you actually to join the path of the prophetic actually journey, and actually to deliver yourself, or to free yourself, and not only yourself but actually others. Really, you should be doing, for example, you hear or say that Awliya Allah and other ulama and people, they are delivering others, but first person to deliver is yourself. You deliver yourself out first, out of the drowning, you learn swimming, and then you become the lifeguard, or actually to save others, your fellow human beings and jinnat. They are all actually in the same boat, most of them deceived. So this is the path of Rasulullah SAW. That's what we teach in the tariqah Muhammadi, I mean tariqah, the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your ultimate aim. And inshallah, the dunya which you are running behind, it will run behind you, and you will be running behind the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where the honor lies. Honor does not lie in pursuit of dunya. Dunya is creation. Dunya is lowly. That's why its name also comes from lowly. Dunya, the word comes from dana, adna. Adna we say in Arabic and Urdu, a low quality thing. We say this is adna quality. This is dunya for adna quality, meaning low quality. Allah has given it the name dunya, the lowest of low. And who actually will pursue it, he will also become lowly and will become a loser. And as we met one of the scholars there in Malaysia, from the descendant of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah, he says that actually we should, there's a dua in Quran, we say Rabbana atina fi dunya, O Allah, Rabbana, O our Lord, atina, give us fi dunya hasana, fi dunya, goodness in this world. What's after that? What is after that? Anyone can say Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana? Well, that's what you are saying with words, but really what our practically what we are saying, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi dunya hasana wa no akhirah there. Atina fi dunya hasana wa atina fi dunya hasana. That's what actually practically we are doing. With words you may say whatever you wish. That's not very much valid. So hum dua mein yehi kehte hain, ya Allah, dunya ki bhi bhalai ata farma aur aakhirat mein bhi bhalai. Lekin haqeeqat mein hum yehi Allah se keh rahe hain, hamara amal yeh bata rahega, ya Allah, dunya ki bhalai ata farma aur dunya ki hi bhalai ata farma, dunya ki hi cheeze ata farma. Pursuit of dunya. And only Allah are those people that they are in the pursuit of Akhirah, in pursuit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And meaning there are two ways to attain dunya. In other words, you can say like this, there are two ways. One is dishonorable, after exhaustion and after depression, after being dishonored. Or you can attain dunya in an honorable way. And how it looks to you is how you think you will attain, that is a dishonorable way. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of dunya, had said, attain dunya in an honorable way. That is the choice. So now, inshallah, if you want to information how to shift this, change your mind toward that and become the seeker of the pleasure of Allah, sit 10-15 minutes after and learn some things or some methodologies, some techniques, how, and some seek some help. Inshallah, it will be beneficial for you. Jazakumullah khairan jazakallah. استغفر الله استغفر الله.